Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And from Bartlesville Public School, Superintendent Chuck McCauley, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
Long time no see. I think it was Monday night.
That's right.
But a long meeting, productive meeting, but long story short, we're going to put it to the voters.
Yeah, we are. So that's how we ended the meeting, was our school board voted to call an election, which is going to happen on August 10th. You know, we've been talking on this station for months now about it, but it'll go to voters on August 10th. And this is just a continuation of what we've been doing in terms of our long-term planning. This will not increase our property tax rate at all. We'll continue to invest in our schools and in our students. Mm-hmm. The largest project in it is an agricultural center, which will be housed close to the high school. We'll also have a couple of front entrances at Wilson and Kane. Mm-hmm. Those are the three kind of bigger projects with it. And then we'll continue to have that annual investment in technology, curriculum, maintenance, transportation, those type of things. So excited to share that information. If anybody is interested, that BruinBond.com mm-hmm. is the best source of information that people can check out. There's a slideshow. There's a way to ask questions. As a matter of fact, there was one that already came up about our track. And so it's already been posted there. And so we are pleased to be able to have this opportunity to continue to invest in our students. It's exciting over the last few years how we've been able to expand opportunities for kids. You know, we have a award-winning STEM program that is funded here by our local citizens. It started with private dollars, but now we use bond funds to help that STEM program, mm-hmm. that computer science pathway, kindergarten through 12th grade. We have the premier STEM program in Oklahoma. And then now that we have this agricultural program that we've never had before, they've had between 80 and 100 kids enrolled the last 2 years, and our pre-enrollment numbers for next year, there's 149 students have requested to be in the program next year, and I know that Marty Jones has been on here. He's a great teacher for us, and we hired a second teacher this year, so it's exciting to be able to have these expanded opportunities for our kids. So,
you know, with the FFA, for no longer than it's been here, they brought home a lot of trophies recently.
Well, that's right. Our FFA, our communications team, won a state championship mm-hmm. on their second year, which is really unheard of. They qualified for the national convention in the fall, and we have very talented kids, and I think that's what people are learning about. And that, you know, that agriculture, it's some people think about it just with animals, and there's a lot more to it than that. You know, in terms of communication and leadership, and it's such a strong part of our economy and our community. It just makes sense for our kids here in Bartlesville to have that opportunity.
Very, very good. Hey, I was impressed when Granger Metter brought up the COVID numbers from the task force.
That's right.
Where were they?
We're doing, that's exactly right. I was just thinking, a month ago is when we were talking about relaxing some protocols. Mm-hmm. And understandably so, I heard from a few folks who were concerned about, why make a change this late in the school year? And which is, those are good questions. And the reason that we made that change is because the numbers were so low. I mean, almost non-existent. Like currently we have two cases in our entire district. What we've learned throughout the year that we've tracked them, that spread is not, when there is a spread, it hasn't happened at school. Mm-hmm. So the cases that in terms of our students and staff are very, very low, minimal at school. And also our city cases, our county cases are great. And so it was wonderful to be able to relax those protocols these last few weeks of mm-hmm. school. We've done that the last month, and we've seen no increased number of cases, which is a great sign for the future. It's a great sign for our summer. It's a great sign for the beginning of the school year next year, because it's a great case in point. Here we are. Mm-hmm. We've done this the last month. We've relaxed protocols. So we do have some kids that are still choosing to wear face coverings, which is fine. They still have that option to do that.
Sure.
But it's been wonderful to be able to relax those. We've relaxed a few other things in terms of having some more parents and visitors on campus here these last few weeks. We have a lot of outdoor activities. Mm-hmm. You're talking about your daughters over at Madison yesterday, but lots of end of the year activities, which is a lot of fun. Hopefully the rain will hold off for that, mm-hmm. some of that. But I think it's a great indicator of next year.
Indeed. It was great to see people not wearing masks. I forgot that, Granger had a goatee.
Yeah, that's right. So we are. It's exciting. You know, we're finally here. We need to continue to. You know, we'll continue to monitor all the numbers, but we're definitely headed the right direction, and really looking forward to finishing up our end of the year. Obviously, most of our activities, our end of the year stuff, is basically done for the most part. We'll end up with some obviously graduation on Friday. You know, principal chancellor. Attended our board meeting Monday. Just a report to talk about the rain plan. I think I had my first question about rain for graduation last Thursday, which obviously, who knows what's going to happen on
it's
Friday.
It's Oklahoma. Roll the dice. You know, Magic 8-Ball says yeah, maybe.
That's exactly right. But we are going to have an outdoor graduation. If we're unable to have it on Friday, our plan is to move it to Saturday. You know, she shared there's going to be three different times at 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and 8 o'clock in the evening. If it has to go to Saturday, and just kind of depending on what the weather looks like, if we have to move it, the first choice would be to move it Saturday at 8 o'clock. You know, there's lots of families have graduation parties and family come in that typically are scheduled for the afternoon. So, and then also at Sunday, if it happened to need to go to Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or at 8 o'clock, and we're confident that we'll have a two-hour window sometime in there. We'll be able to have an outdoor graduation at Custer Stadium, and I feel good about us having a beautiful night on Friday.
Very good. That was one thing that folks were just a bit curious about. And, of course, it happens every year.
Sure.
What happens if it rains?
Sure.
So, there we go. And I was glad that she had all that in order and shared that with us on Monday night.
Yeah, it's nice. We had an indoor graduation, I think it was 2 years ago, because of the rain, and we had to do that. We had that same night, and obviously the problem with that is you have to limit the number of people. You can only fit so many people in a facility. I mean, forget about COVID. You can only physically fit so many people. So it's nice to have the outdoor because we don't have to limit the number of visitors. Everybody can come that wants to come. So we're really excited about Friday. And for those that, if they haven't been to one of our graduations before, I've been to some humdingers that last a while, but ours is pretty much lasts about an hour. I mean, we're going to graduate. Yeah. So it's a pretty quick ceremony, and kids can get on about their after graduation activities and enjoy the weekend.
Oh, very good. What else we have in store for us?
Yeah, well, we highlighted our Bartlesville Education Promise. They came in, Martin Garber and Ginger Griffin, a couple of our community members. They are the founders of that started about 6 years ago, and they came in to give a report. They recently won a statewide award, which is great, and they kind of Martin gave an update to us. And that they have, over the last 6 years, they have raised over $750,000, which is amazing. And the most of those funds go to paying teachers to work after hours with kids. I mean, they're kids that need the most help. And it's been a wonderful support and resource for us. I think Martin reported that they paid over 140 of our teachers to work with kids. And so this is for after-hour tutoring, also our summer programs. And speaking of our summer programs, with Bartlesville Education Promise helps us with, but we have in terms of our pay rate for our after those after school programs and summer school programs, we're doubling that. We want to invest to make sure we get a good quality applicants to work with our at risk kids. Summer school is free for all kids this summer. We're obviously concerned about some kids that may have some learning loss. It's always been free for elementary, but it's going to be free for our summer school kids, for our secondary kids as well. And so we're pleased about that, to be able to invest in our staff, because we know that we want to make sure that we get good quality, our high quality educators working with our at-risk kids this summer, and then also throughout the school year next year. Also want to mention, we made a report on we've continued to slowly kind of chip away improving our class sizes at our elementary schools. We've done that, and so our projected average district-wide next year at elementaries, I think Wilson Elementary was 21, and all other five were at 19 or 20 was the average class size. Now, we're making it a point, our pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grade, putting a limit on those of 20. And so, which is in our pre-kindergarten, they also have the four-year-old program. They also have a full-time teacher assistant in with the kids, too. And I can tell you, those teachers are amazing. I know I always make it a point when I walk through our schools, which I do weekly, to go by our early childhood classes. It's just incredible what they can do. We've also reported on the virtual options for next year. We're going to continue to offer, make that an option for folks. We don't anticipate, having the disruptions like we did this year because of the pandemic. We anticipate being just a really normal, much more normal school year. Currently, we've had about 2% of our students have requested a virtual option for next year. At the elementary level, I think we're down to about 54 kids have requested to be virtual, which we'll have two or three full-time elementary Bartlesville teachers that will be working with the kids. Our middle school, I think we have about 45 middle school students that have requested that virtual option. And then the high school is around 75, I believe, is the number there in terms of that virtual option. So most, I mean, you know, we have a roughly a little less than 6,000 kids. So that's a, but we still want to make that option available because it is a good fit for some families. It's a good transition for some families that maybe have homes transitioning from maybe a homeschool environment or a different type of setting that are used to that, or maybe they travel, whatever that might be. It is a good fit for some families. But as we know, for most kids, they need to physically be in school, and that's where that's right. And so we want to make sure that we are ready for that as well. So okay, if I just kind of keep rolling, Tom.
Keep going.
I appreciate
there was a lot of stuff that was covered Monday.
Yeah, we did. I mean, there was some, you know, we kind of went through all of that information, and we spent some time talking about, you know, some bonds, which basically some from previous bond issues that were sold so that we have some funding for some projects that are going on, which we're continue to invest in. And so some of that kind of on the business side of that as well.
Got some low rates.
Yeah. What's that? Yes, we got some
good rates.
Yeah, unbelievable. About 0.5%, 0.5%, the lowest rates we've ever had. Bartlesville Schools is what they reported. Mm-hmm. I'd like to highlight some of our things that are going on with our kids. You know, I talked about our ag communications team already. Wanted to mention that, you know, our Oklahoma Foundation for Excellence, you know, Max Williams, one of our seniors, is an academic All-Stater, and he'll be honored on Saturday. And Max is such we're going to miss Max. His siblings are really talented kids. Mm-hmm. He had twin brothers, Jack and Henry. And Jack was one. Matter of fact, he was kind of involved with me when we did talking about our 2016 bond issue leading up to 2017. And, you know, Jack just graduated from OU with a computer science engineering degree and is going to get getting ready to start pursuing his a master's in computer science. And his brother Henry just graduated from the University of Tulsa with mechanical engineering and is getting ready to pursue his master's at Cornell, I recently saw. And then his older sister Liza is also at the University of Tulsa. And so Max is the baby of that group. I keep telling his parents.
Nothing like a high bar for the baby.
Well,
huh?
No kidding. And so I'm so tickled. I mean, it's amazing. And Max is going to, I think the last I saw, he plans to go to the University of Kansas. And he's going to pursue some engineering and music. Really talented.
Good.
You know, his parents need to have some more kids. That's kind of why I think that, too. So I've known them for quite a while. And I wanted to mention, too, you know, I'm fortunate enough to receive an award at that Foundation for Excellence. And it's for basically for the one administrator in the state of Oklahoma receives that. And what I wanted to say about that is it's really doesn't have anything to do with me. It's really about our community, you know, our staff, our students, and what we've been able to work together to accomplish here in Bartlesville. It really speaks well. I think the last few years we've accomplished some great things, and we have some additional great things, you know, on the horizon that we continue to invest in, and it really speaks well of Bartlesville. And so I just wanted to share that. I'm so thankful to be here because I'm just the guy that happens to be the superintendent, and so that's the only reason that was bestowed on me, so I really appreciate that. Our spring athletic stuff, you know, we kind of concluded that our track meet with our track program. We had 17 kids qualify for the state track meet last week, which is great. Yeah. And, Quincy Turner is a young lady. I know there's a story about her. You might have seen one of our pole vaulters. She finished state runner up, which is great. You know, that same young lady, she also received an Arts and Excellence Award, statewide award. We had three kids. Hannah Demaray and Audrey Rathman were the other two that won those awards, Arts Excellence Award, because of their art. I mean, she's a very talented artist. And our boys team, they were the state academic champions, which is amazing. So they had the highest grade point average of any track team down at the state meet. We finished up, also tickled that we were able to finish up all of our spring sports and spring activities. You know, tennis and golf and soccer had great years, and so it was wonderful to get out and see those kids compete. And just a couple of things I wanted to mention, you know, our Central, over at Central Middle School, the STEM animation team, you know, they're number one in the state, and they've qualified for nationals. So Lolly Williams over there, teacher, she's wonderful. She has a lot of fun with the kids, and our kids are really talented. And one thing I should have mentioned earlier, forgive me, Tom, but we do have some, and this is something that the Bartlesville Education Promise has helped us with. We have a summer secondary transition camp, so kids going from elementary to middle school or middle school to high school. We have information on the website. We have some opportunities for them in the summer to get together. We're going to be able to have those this year. We're excited about that. It's really helpful, I know, for kids, you know, things that maybe not seem like a big idea, like how to open your locker, especially when you're going from middle to high school. Those are big, you know, those are big things. And so they get to know the teachers. I mean, some of the staff that they're going to have, you know, principals, counselors, and some of the teachers too. So really encourage all those incoming sixth graders and incoming ninth graders. There's information on the website on those dates and to participate in that. It's really a lot of fun. And then I mentioned this last time, but I wanted to go hit it again because it's worth touting. Our principal chancellor reported at a previous board meeting that our ACT number from class of 2020, the average of kids that took that was a 22.8. So that's the average of that entire class that took the ACT, which is well above the national average, well above the state average. That's well above any place you're going to find. That's very, very competitive. So that's something that our whole community, our staff, our parents should be proud of. And then I'll just hit on a couple of things in terms of, you know, we talked about some bond things earlier about selling some bonds, having some funding, but just some few facility projects that people will see or the things that will be going on, because we've got a lot going on this summer.
We do.
And they really need to get that done, obviously, before school starts, and that's why that was such a busy meeting on Monday. Central Middle School in Wilson. We're going to be replacing their playground equipment out front. Central Middle School, they don't have any playground equipment. They have basketball goals out there, but we're going to have some playground equipment that's going to be put in out front there, too, that people will see. Our soccer fields, soccer practice fields across from the high school that were established in 2001, they're going to be regraded, all of those, and be fit. You know, we play some JV soccer games, and our soccer kids use them a lot, also some for football. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be regrading both of those, updating the basically putting in a new we have water to them, but updating the sprinkler system there to have a quality facility for our kids. You know, our soccer, we have a very strong soccer community here in Bartlesville. You know, we probably have more, I say this often, you know, we probably have more kids playing soccer than we do having playing, you know, football. I mean, so it's really important, and glad to be able to continue to invest in that program. There'll be lots of concrete and HVAC work throughout the district. Parking lot work. We'll put in some additional.
It'll kind of fit in with some of the other construction going on down the road.
Yeah, that's true. There's plenty. That's true. I hate to bring up sore subject to our friends at the city. I understand. And then we'll also, you know, elevators. We're going to replace the original or updating the original elevator at Bartlesville High School, and then also at Madison Middle School as well. And then bathroom work. A lot of bathroom work being done at our elementaries. Our little boys are bad aim, and so we make sure that we'd have to update those frequently. So quite a bit going on this summer.
Very good. Chuck McCauley, thank you for being with us today, and congratulations.
Thanks,
Tom. All right, you've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1.